This Saturday will mark exactly 20 years since those terrorist attacks were carried out, and a number of events are being planned across America to remember the 2,977 lives that were lost. In the days immediately following the attacks, President George W. Bush declared September 14th as a national day of prayer and remembrance for the victims. And after that, the U.S. government established the Patriot Day holiday. In a sign of unity seen during that time, no members of Congress voted against that bill. Patriot Day has been observed every September 11th since 2002. This year, there will be live TV coverage of memorial ceremonies. Moments of silence will be observed. Prayer services and commemorative events will be held across the United States, and readings will be made naming the thousands of victims, including the hundreds of firefighters, police officers, Port Authority officers, and other emergency officials who lost their lives while trying to save others. Special events are being planned at the three sites where the hijacked planes were crashed: Ground Zero in New York City, the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, and the field outside Shanksville, Pennsylvania. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are planning to attend these three ceremonies, and while we don't know yet if the president is scheduled to speak at one or more of these events, an address from former President George W. Bush has been planned in Shanksville, where United Flight 93 was crashed 20 years ago. That morning in 2001, President Bush was visiting an elementary school. He was in a second grade classroom when he was told the nation was under attack.